Hey, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hope you're having a blessed day. Welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast where we give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when it comes to health, wellness, and other related problems that you hear about in the world or on social media or whatever it is that you're dealing with. We take these complex things, we make them simple, and we give you action steps that you can start not just understanding, but putting into your daily life to improve the quality of your health, your family's health, and the health of your community. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Eric Napudi, and today I'm going to break down a very common conversation that people are having today when it talks about genetics and genetic problems. Many people are hearing all over social media about methylation issues, about things like MTHFR and things like MTRR and COMT. What are these genes? What do they do? Why, if we have them, what do we do about it? And why is it such a big deal? And how does this affect our overall health and wellness? And then what are the top 10 biohacks that you can start doing right now to help improve the quality if you have those genes? So let's get into this conversation. Many of you guys know that as a functional medicine practitioner, as a longevity and a anti-aging expert, my job is not to treat symptoms and diseases. My job is to find the root cause of the problems and help people make lifestyle changes to improve the quality and function of their genetic and cellular health and expressions. We use nutraceuticals, sometimes pharmaceuticals, but a lot of times we use lifestyle changes. And man, everybody has a genetic code. That's what I need you to understand. We're all born with a very unique genetic code that we get from our parents and their parents' parents on both sides. And that gets passed down to us. And there are different kinds of genes. There are some genes that, you know, determine the color of our hair, how tall we're going to be, the color of our skin. There are some genes that are epigenes. And these genes turn on and turn off based off of stresses in our life and based off of lifestyles. And some of the genes that I want to focus on are genes known as methylation pathway genes. What does that mean? Well, there's something in our body called the methylation detox pathway. Well, every cell in the body, think about it like a car. Cars produce energy and they also produce waste or exhaust. Well, that waste and exhaust needs to come out of the cell. And if it doesn't, then those cells are going to back up and they're not going to work like they're supposed to. And those cells become toxic and then ultimately become sick. And if our cells become sick, our organs become sick. If our organs become sick, our organ systems become sick. If our organ system becomes sick, we as an organism become sick and we get symptoms, diseases, and ultimately diseases. And we don't want to deal with that stuff. So this is one of the most fundamental aspects of human health that's out there. I firmly believe that every man, woman, and child on the planet should run a genetic profile test to find out what genes are firing right and not firing like they're supposed to. I like a genetic profile that we do. It's called the BioLimitless Self-Discovery DNA Kit. It measures over 800,000 genetic markers, 800,000. And then through the use of AI technology, we give you the map, the keys, and the car of how you should eat, how you should sleep, how you should supplement, how you should live your life, how much, you know, rest between workouts you should have, how your body responds to stress, how your body responds to aging. You really, truly have a roadmap of where you're at and where you're going. There's one subset that we look at, which are the methylation genes. And if these genes are mutated a little bit, that's going to cause some problems. So I took some notes today. I want to read through some of these genes, and I'll tell you how problematic these gene issues are and how common they are. According to the latest data and research, about 70 to 75% of the population has some type of methylation mutation in their genes. Here are the major genes that deal with methylation. Number one is the MTHFR gene. MTHFR. That gene looks like the word mother trucker, right? Because it's a mother trucker of a gene if you have that problem. That gene can cause all kinds of issues. We're going to go back and talk about symptoms of this gene in just a moment, but the MTHFR gene helps the body process folate. If you have MTHFR gene mutation, a methylated version of that is necessary. Methylfolate and methylcobalamin are essential to have. If you don't have that, that's a serious problem. MTR is another gene that helps the body deal with the amino acid homocysteine. If homocysteine is high, you have a higher risk for cardiovascular disease, and ultimately death. And that's a big problem. Methylcobalamin which is methylated B12, is essential for that gene. There's another gene called AHCY. This gene helps with something called SAH in the body, which converts homocysteine in the body, which if you don't have enough niacin, vitamin B3 niacin, that can lead to issues of mental, emotional dysregularities, cellular inflammation, and lots of serious problems with choline and betaine and digestive function and so much more. MTRR is another gene. If this gene is bad, it also involves the conversion of homocysteine into melatonin. This is the gene that, if positive, your body usually doesn't sleep well, and you typically need 8 to 10 hours of sleep instead of that 7 to 8 hours of sleep that the average person needs, because it's just not converting. L-methylfolate, methylcobalamin, and multi-enzymes are super ridiculously important if you have that. The final gene is called COMT, C-O-M-T, MT. If you have that gene, it's responsible for degrading cholehistamines and neurotransmitters. This is a dopamine gene. This one's really important to know from a pharmacogenetic standpoint as well. These are people who don't respond well to muscle relaxers, painkillers, Tylenol, Advil, ibuprofen. You shouldn't be taking that stuff anyway, but supplementing with SAMe and NAC, NAC, is really important to get those genes to fire. Let's talk about MTHFR for a minute. Did you know that MTHFR gene is the number one gene in the body that leads to a problem of issues with gluten? If you have MTHFR, you're going to be gluten sensitive. You got to get gluten out of your system. It's like kryptonite for your body. And gluten is in, it's a protein that's in, genetically altered wheats and grains. In the 1960s and 70s, our government allowed for the alteration of the natural normal version of grains that are produced in our country. And this alteration led to people that have these genetic imbalances, which is the vast majority of our population, not able to process these foods. So these folks have to avoid breads, pastas, grains, oats, barleys, certain types of rice. If they're going to have those foods, they must be gluten-free and they must moderate those. They have to really moderate those foods in their diet. These folks also have to avoid synthetic B vitamins, which are in a lot of fortified foods, things like breads, pastas, cereals, juices, energy drinks, etc. And a lot of the B vitamins that people take as a supplement are not methylated B vitamins. And these are, like, again, poisons for people who have MTHFR. If you're positive for MTHFR, you also have issues with things like autoimmune problems, chronic inflammation. You're more predisposed to having thyroid dysfunction. If you have MTHFR, it's one of the leading causes of thyroid issues. MTHFR leads to infertility. MTHFR leads to food allergies, food sensitivities, environmental allergies, environmental sensitivities. It can lead to a whole slew of problems, including leaky gut, because of the digestive issue. So it's a serious issue that's out there, and more people have it than they know. The fact that every man, woman, and child is not tested at birth for these genetic imbalances is beyond my comprehension. Most people, I guess, don't understand it and don't understand the power of these genes. Listen, most of your doctors only get about 4 to 6 hours of nutritional training, which all bio and organic chemistry is based off of nutrition. That's how the body works. But they don't get that. And they certainly get maybe 1 hour or less of genetics. And they definitely don't get epigenetic, which is exactly what we're talking about. And what we're talking about even more is called nutrigenomics, which is looking at your genes and making lifestyle and nutritional changes in order for the body to, you know, work like it's supposed to and have full cellular expression. So it's important, first of all, to know that, right? I mean, when we were kids, when I was a kid, we used to watch a cartoon, and the cartoon is G.I. Joe. And remember, they said, knowing is half the battle. Well, if you know you have the problems, that's half the battle. Now, what do we do about it? Which is why I love that genetic profile test, because it takes all the guesswork out and it tells the patient exactly what they need to do. Now, if you have methylation pathway mutations, I'm going to give you some of my top 10 favorite biohacks to help improve your life. Number one, I already said it. supplementing with a methylated multi B vitamin. B vitamins are what helps the body produce ATP. That's real energy. Caffeine doesn't produce energy. B vitamins produce energy. B vitamins and eating protein are the key to energy. So here's what we need to do. We have to supplement with methylcobalamin. That's the methylated form of B12. We need to supplement with methylfolate or L-methylfolate. That's the methylated form of folic acid. Typically, we try to get between 1,000 and 5,000 micrograms a day of methylcobalamin and 400 to 800 micrograms a day of methylfolate. That'll help you immensely. Number two, increase your magnesium. Boy, I talk about magnesium all the time, don't I? Because almost every single physiological pathway in the body needs magnesium to deal with it, which is why most people are deficient in magnesium. So here's what you need to do. Go get magnesium glycinate. It's the easiest form to absorb. It's the most bioavailable. It'll raise your serum blood levels of magnesium, and that's what you need to do. Magnesium glycinate. Here's how you dose it. Take your body weight times 10.6. Divide that number by 2.5. That's how many milligrams a day of magnesium glycinate you should be taking, regardless of how much you get from your diet. Supplement with that amount. If it upsets your stomach or gives you diarrhea, it's the wrong kind, or you have some other issues going on. I typically like to take some magnesium in the morning and the rest of it at bedtime. Magnesium can help your body get into that parasympathetic state and help you rest, relax, digest, and etc. Glutathione. Glutathione is a very powerful peptide. Glutathione is a very strong antioxidant in the body. Glutathione will help your body with methylated issues. Glutathione will help boost NAC. Glutathione converts into NAC. And then ALA. If you add some selenium, here's kind of another biohack, 300 micrograms of selenium, which is like eating 3 Brazil nuts a day. It's cheaper to buy the supplement now because Brazil nuts are crazy expensive for lots of reasons, but go get some good, healthy selenium, 300 micrograms a day, and that can reduce your risk for cancers as well. Reducing your exposures to toxins, minimizing BPAs, phosphates, heavy metals, pesticides, drinking clean, healthy water. I like hydrogen infused water. I like water that has removes the chlorine and fluoride out of it, puts minerals back in it, and gets hydrogen back in the water. That will help you and help you quickly. Also, if you'll start taking some binders, I have a detox formula that we recommend called Detox Pro Plus. It has a lot of binders in it. It'll pull the plastics, the heavy metals, and some of these forever chemicals out of your system. But you got to reduce your exposure to that. Optimize gut health. We talked about this already. Understanding how your gut functions, having the right prebiotic, probiotic, postbiotic. I use a prebiotic called Master Microbiotics. It's a spore-based bacteria that has the majority of the microbes that are normally in the blue zones, the areas where people live a long, happy, healthy, productive life in. And we don't have those in our industrialized societies. Plus, I like the fact that it has a phytomicro encapsulation. So that means when you swallow that capsule, it gets the bacteria past the stomach acids, which are volatile for the bacteria, and has a 99% survivability of the payload to the small intestine. Incorporating fermented foods and eating postbiotics like fermented foods, butters, ghee butters, real butter is a really big, big, big deal. Avoiding folic acid is a super big deal. These are things that are in breads, pastas, grains, cereals, juices, fortified B vitamins. It says it's fortified in vitamins. Flip it over and look at the back of the drink or the ingredients. If it doesn't say methylcobalamin or methylfolic acid or methyl something, you can't have it. Don't have it. Consume foods rich in sulfur. Rich sulfur foods are things like garlic, onions, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage, and then eating eggs on a regular basis. Another reason why I recommend all adults eat about 4 to 6 eggs, the entire egg white and the entire egg yolk every day. Number 8, exercise regularly. If you don't move it, you lose it. Exercise contracts muscles. Muscles pull glucose and sugar out of the bloodstream, keeps your sugars balanced, and also helps the body reduce inflammation and detoxify. Using a supplement called SAME, S-A-M-E, it's a good biohack. It helps with the methylation cycle. About 200 to 400 milligrams a day of SAME is good. Also helps a lot with the chronic fatigue aspect of methylation issues. You could also go get a high dose vitamin C IV or a Myers cocktail IV is very, very good. And then number 10, reduce your stress and optimize your sleep. I mean, we know that mitigating and minimizing your stress using mindfulness, using meditative exercises to help your body rest, relax, digest, and sleep is a game changer. Knowing if you have the MTRR gene is important because you need a good 8 to 10 hours of sleep instead of, you know, 7 to 8 hours of sleep on a given day if you have those. So again, these are the gene mutation pathways for methylation. It's very common. We see this a lot. I want you to go back and watch this, rewatch this, share this with your friends and family. You know, this is so common. I mean, we see this with our ADD, ADHD kids. We see this with our chronic digestive kids and adults. We see it with chronic illness with patients. We see it with people that have trouble getting rid of metabolic syndromes. These methylation pathways are problematic in the vast majority of our population, and it's going to continue to get worse. So knowledge is power, but wisdom is taking this knowledge and truly applying it to your life. So folks, here's what I want you to do. Go back and rewatch this podcast. Send this to friends and family. This one's a big one. People need to know about this. So go to our website, go to peptalk.world. That's peptalk.world. Make sure you go to our social media sites, like, share, subscribe, share all of our videos and tag us whenever you're implementing some of these things into your social media platforms as well. We need as much help getting the truth out because there's a lot of suppression out there of the truth because it's really easy to keep you fat, sick, and enslaved. And that's what they want. We want to set you free, and we know the truth will set you free. So folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, and I'll see you next time. Be well.